High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
All right, so Father's Day is coming up, and I'm already thinking, how can I spoil Alan? Because he never does anything for himself. So I'm thinking maybe a golf outing, or how about a new wardrobe maybe? And maybe not all black. That's why I'm so excited about this new partnership. JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. This exclusive limited-time men's collection with a laid-back, down-home vibe is perfect to gift the father figure in your life. This Father's Day, iHeartRadio and JCPenney want to celebrate the father figure in your life by gifting a $1,000 Visa gift card to put towards their favorite activity, like a round of golf, concert tickets, fishing trip, etc., and a $500 JCPenney gift card to snag some of the exclusive pieces from the Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection. Enter now to make this the best Father's Day ever for the father figure in your life at iHeartRadio.com/Father's Day Sweepstakes. JCPenney, make it count.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio every day from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, it's John Cobell's show on demand. It's the podcast version. It's the same as the over-the-air version, and you can pick up on whatever you missed. Moist line, you got any rants? 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. All right, let's talk just in a moment now with one of the candidates for LA County District Attorney, Nathan Hochman. We're going to discuss, among other things, his role in getting Gavin Newsom to reverse parole on a guy who killed an LA sheriff's chaplain and shot and severely wounded an LA County deputy back in the mid-1990s. Just to go through that poll again that came out, and again, polls have been all over the place. This is by Cal State Long Beach, Cal Poly Pomona, and USC. Gascon has 15% of the vote, but that could be close to his ceiling because he's got a 15% disapproval rating. So he's got 15, Jonathan Hatami 8, Nathan Hochman 4, Jeff Shemarinsky, Craig Mitchell, Maria Ramirez 2, everybody else 1% or less. And there have been polls where Nathan Hochman wins. There have been polls where Eric Sadal is ahead. John Hatami usually does well. But his approval rating, going back to Gascon, is only 24%. So there's definitely going to be a contender and maybe two against Gascon. The question is, all the other candidates have to get well-known. Some of them are running radio and TV ads, and Nathan Hochman is one of them. Let's get him on the air here. Nathan, how are you?
Very well, John. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk first about this parole board decision that released Derek Pettis. He was originally sentenced 30 years to life back in 96, convicted of first-degree murder. He shot to death Bruce Bryan, a volunteer chaplain in L.A. County, and he also shot in the head, an L.A. County deputy, Terrence Wenger. Wenger somehow survived, lost his eye, but he was seriously hurt, obviously. And Pettis should have spent the rest of his life in prison without question. But the parole board was going to let him go. Talk about that, and then talk about your campaign to convince Newsom to reverse the parole.
Absolutely. So what happened is I was well aware that George Gascon has a policy never to send one of his prosecutors to go with the victim families to a parole hearing. And in this case, it was the parole hearing for Derek Pettis, someone who, as you mentioned, shot dead a volunteer chaplain as well as attempted to murder a deputy back in the mid-1990s. And he was up for parole. And sure enough, because the prosecutor was not there to present the evidence of the crime, and more importantly, the fact that Pettis had actually used a shank while he was awaiting trial on the case, the parole board on September 6th of 2023 granted parole. But what it does at that point, it puts a six-month procedure in place where the governor can overturn and reverse that grant. So what I did is I wrote a letter directly to the governor, and I highlighted this matter because otherwise it would be swept under the rug. I wrote an article in a local newspaper as well. I encouraged all my supporters to contact the governor and ask him and beg him to reverse the parole board's decision granting this assassin, this murderer, parole and letting him out essentially. And I'm happy to report that on January 29th, just several days ago, Governor Newsom actually reversed the parole board, listened to the arguments that I and my supporters have made, and is keeping Derek Pettis in jail for at least two more years before he'll have another parole hearing.
So he's going to be there now until what, 2026?
Yeah, 2025, 2026. And I will tell you this, when I'm the DA at that point, I will have my prosecutors go with the family of those murdered victims to that parole hearing and make the case why Derek Pettis should spend the rest of his life in jail.
I think most people would be surprised to find out that the parole hearing officers don't have all this information, that it would automatically be part of the material that they're going through.
You would think that they should have all this information. But what they don't have is, in essence, the prosecutor making the case as to why this person committed the crimes in the first place, also making the case of the crimes he committed while he was waiting for his trial in this instance, and sort of being the voice for the victims. Because imagine that, you're the victim family of Chaplain Bryan, or you're the family of Chaplain or Deputy Wedner, and you're confronting your murderer, and he's got counsel, the parole board's there, and the prosecutor has access to the parole board's file that the victim families do not have access to, and can make the point on whether or not true rehabilitation has occurred, or whether or not this particular murderer deserves to spend the rest of his life in jail. Without the prosecutor there, the victim family is basically unrepresented. They're unable to make their arguments in any compelling way to the parole board, so it's not a shock that this parole board went ahead and granted parole, but thankfully, we were able to get that information to Governor Newsom, and he reversed the parole grant in this case.
Is this one of Gascon's blanket policies? A prosecutor doesn't show up at any parole hearings.
He reversed a 40-year policy of prosecutors going with the victims to parole hearings, and basically says, because I believe he's much more pro-criminal than pro-victim, that he's no longer allowing his prosecutors to go with the victims at these parole hearings. That is one of his blanket policies that I would reverse on day one.
You would, I assume, have a blanket policy in the other direction, and there'd be a prosecutor accompanying every victim's family before a parole board.
Absolutely.
How is the campaign going? I've seen your television commercials, which look really good. I think your name recognition is going to pick up a lot. I see the polls are all over the place. What's your feeling on the state of the race from your perspective?
You know, the state of the race is where I was hoping it was going to be when we first entered the race back in April. I think the recent polls that were actually conducted before we began the last 2 weeks of commercials, one of the advantages of having raised more money than any other candidate, in fact, by a factor of 100%, is that I'll be able to get my message to the millions of people who are going to vote. And you're right, in part, this is name identification, name recognition, and getting the message of how I'm going to defeat George Gascon, why he should be defeated by enacting the most pro-criminal policies, and how I'm going to restore accountability and prosecute criminals. That message is getting out loud and clear on TV, radio, social media, text messages, email, and print mail. And I believe that that campaign that I would not only wage in the primary, but wage it toe-to-toe to get Gascon out of office in the general election is why I will be in the top two for the primary and then beat Gascon in the November general runoff.
For people, since two-thirds of the public is not made a decision yet, and I'm sure many of them don't know who you are, even though you have been working in office for quite a while or working as a U.S. District Attorney. Talk about your background, just a quick rundown of your resume so people understand your experience.
Certainly. I have 34 years of criminal justice experience. I was a federal prosecutor for 7 years going after narcotics traffickers, violent gang members, international money launderers, and environmental criminals. I got a presidential appointment, unanimous Senate confirmation to run the U.S. Department of Justice's tax division during the President George W. Bush years. I also was the president of the L.A. City Ethics Commission and the co-founder of the L.A. Sheriff's Foundation. So I actually have the street cred and the resume and the experience. Unlike Gascon, who's never personally prosecuted a case or defended one, I have personally prosecuted 100 cases and defended 200 of them. I can take over as the district attorney and be ready to go on day one in a way that not only is Gascon severely inexperienced and misguided for, but I have the resume and the experience to beat out every other challenger as well.
Well, Nathan, we'll talk with you again soon. Thank you for coming on, and good work on helping to reverse that parole decision.
I really appreciate that, and I'm sure so does the families of Chaplain Brian and Officer Wenger.
All right, Nathan Hochman, candidate for district attorney here in L.A. County against Gascon. We'll talk again soon, Nathan. Thank you. All right, more coming up. We've got $1,000 to give away, among other things. Oh, and we've got more news on, would you believe, Boeing has another major problem with their 737 MAX planes. These are planes that haven't even left the factory yet, and they're being recalled.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Another day, another story about Boeing having manufacturing problems for the MAX jets, the 737 MAX fuselages. The fuselages come from another company that used to be part of Boeing and then got spun off, Spirit Aerosystems. They manufacture these in Wichita, among other places, and they have been at the center of all these problems that Boeing has had. Well, not all of them. Boeing itself at their factories in Washington have problems as well. There are 50 undelivered 737 MAX jets, and the reason they're not delivered is one of the employees for Spirit Aerosystems found misdrilled holes on some of the fuselages. Misdrilled. If you remember, the problem with the door getting blown out was that they forgot to put in the bolts. And here, some of the bolts that they would put in to assemble this fuselage weren't in the right place.
Who is doing this work?
I mean, I don't know. They must be drunk. You would think, you know, in your mind, you think that everybody who has a job like this is very meticulous.
You have to be.
Right, because you can't have one mistake. So every hole has to be in the right place. Every bolt has to be attached properly. And this is a great quote from Boeing's commercial chief, Stan Deal. He wrote in a memo to the whole staff that they have to pull back these planes, 50 of them. This is the only course of action given our commitment to deliver perfect airplanes every time.
Okay, so for now on, everything's going to be perfect. We're not going to find a single issue.
The guy's a part-time comedy writer. Yeah, when you think of Boeing, you think of perfect every time, huh? One of the employees notified his manager that two holes may not have been drilled exactly to the Boeing requirements. And so now they're going to have to inspect all the bolts to see if this was a production error on every plane or not.
And those people are going to keep their jobs? They probably can't find anybody else.
Nobody gets fired. That's the era we're in. Nobody gets fired for doing shoddy work.
It's so crazy to me.
Or bad service. You know, this is not the first time. Last year, there were misdrilled holes by Spirit Aerosystems on some of the MAX jets, and they ended up with production delays last year. And these aren't even the jets that had the problems in the air. They caught it. It says they call them variances, and they're not unheard of. I guess maybe this is common, but now the door blowing off has opened the world to what the real practices are behind the scenes. It's like seeing how sausage is made,
right,
at the meat factory. And so now if they keep taking, they keep enduring this kind of scrutiny, you know, bolt by bolt, hole by hole, we're going to find out a lot of stuff that we didn't know.
No one's going to want to fly.
No. Because the incident with the door involved a Spirit fuselage, although that apparently was Boeing's fault because they took the door off and then put it back on and forgot to bolt it. Boeing has also recently instructed a major supplier to hold shipments until all parts meet requirements.
Well, duh.
So I guess that wasn't the policy up to this point. That's going to lead to more production delays. The supplier in this case was also Spirit. Boeing executives have promised to review all practices and root out defects. It will not even set financial targets for next year. They're going to try to improve the quality. And it looks like deliveries are going to be slowed up, and airline customers are already short on planes.
I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Well, yeah, because it's a plane, and it's, you know, 350 people.
Exactly.
I don't know. You're a lot more militant about it than they are.
I mean, that's so stupid.
See, this is one of the sobering realities of life I've come to realize. I care more about things, you care more about things than the people involved in these industries. They don't care that much. They're getting paid no matter what.
They get pizza parties.
That was in order to get the factory moving more quickly at Spirit Aerosystems in Wichita. The lure was a pizza party. The thing is, you don't get the pizza party unless you get the plane through the production process. And if you start complaining about every misdrilled hole, there's no pizza party.
So what happens when people die? Then what do you get?
Well, you don't. No pizza party. That's the only punishment. All right. More coming up. We've got more stories about, I got to tell you about how now the climate fanatics, they want your tires. Apparently the tires that grip the road really well, you know, in bad weather and wet weather, they're bad for the climate. And in Washington, they may ban these tires, which will make it less safe to drive your car. You're more likely to skid off the road. That's coming up. John Cobalt Show, KFI.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640. And we're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We got all kinds of weird illegal alien news, immigration news. But first, I got to tell you about the latest fanaticism from these left-wing progressive fools in Washington State. You know how they were coming after your gas stoves a few months back and they backed off because normal people were really angry? Most people don't want to give up their gas stoves and most people don't think it's causing global warming. Well, now they're going after your tires. In Washington, a new bill would give regulators the ability to ban tires that have thick, deep treads. See, the deeper the tread, the stronger and heavier the tire is. And so it grips the road better, especially in rain and snow and ice. Most people would want that.
So what's the alternative?
The alternative is to have a tire where you skid out of control and hit a tree and die.
That's not an alternative.
Well, they just want to save the climate. They don't care if you die.
Again, more people could die and nobody cares.
Yep. No, they don't care. It says here these tires have too much rolling resistance, which decreases the fuel efficiency of the vehicle. So the car gets fewer miles per gallon, but in return, you get a better grip on the road. And up in Washington State, there's a lot of rain and snow, so that's what you want. It could, according to the fanatics promoting the bill, would result in a cumulative reduction of 600 million gallons of gasoline just in the state of Washington. Oh, come on. And 1,500 gigawatt hours of electricity over a 10-year period. Well, you know, people are going to do is they're just going to go to another state and buy their tires. Yeah, I'm going to take a tire that skids on rain and ice and snow. Because some climate fanatic says so. Good Lord. And they never run out of these ideas. It was gas stoves, then it was dishwashers, now it's your tires. Get out of my life. Is there any way to deport all these people? I would exchange all the illegal aliens, accept them all into the country and give them citizenship in exchange for deporting all the progressives and the wokeheads and all these climate fanatics. If they think life is so terrible here, please go. You sticking your nose into my gas stove, my dishwasher, the tires I have in my car, go away. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to argue with you. I want you to go away. Now, with the illegal alien story, I will say now most of the news media is covering this as a severe problem. We told you even 60 Minutes was at the border and had a piece over the weekend about all these Chinese citizens coming over the California border from Mexico. There's apparently a 4-foot hole in the fence, a 4-foot break, and so thousands are coming across. Here is a clip on CNN. John Miller, who's their law enforcement analyst, trying to explain how illegal aliens are now stealing in New York. Then they go to Florida to spend the money, you know, after they've sold the stuff. And then they come back to New York and listen to the two anchors trying to understand.
It's so complicated because, you know, you're a New Yorker. You move through the city every day as I do. We see these people. We touch these people. They're out looking for work. They're delivering our food. They're at the gas stations and the car wash. These are people who came in waves, you know, 170,000 probably to New York City. But within that group, this hardworking, you know, throngs of people in search of hope and a better life, there is this one percenter, you know, criminal element that looks at a different opportunity here. These individuals, I went over their rap sheets yesterday, multiple charges, grand larceny, robbery, attempted robbery, grand larceny. This particular crew operated on mopeds and scooters. They were doing organized retail theft. They were doing snatches on the street, iPhones, iPads, clothing, so on and so forth. One of them that they are still seeking has 10 charges on one day because he's part of a pattern that's been going on. And I'm looking at the dates that their arrest started, which is probably close to when they got here. They've only been here a couple of months. So what the detectives are telling me is they have crews here that operate in New York, do all their stealing, then go to Florida to spend the money and then come back. And I'm like, well, why don't they just stay and steal in Florida? And they said, because there you go to jail.
Oh. Fair point.
Good point. The anchors were stopped cold by the idea that in Florida, the illegals go to jail.
Oh.
Play that again with the good point.
Why don't they just stay and steal in Florida? And they said, because there you go to jail.
Oh. Fair point.
Yeah, good point. So they spend their money in Florida, but they don't steal in Florida because you go to jail. In New York, you don't go to jail. And by the way, all that analysis from Miller is about the guys who beat up the cops. These are the seven guys who beat up the cops, and they were freed on bail by Alvin Bragg, the district attorney. Let me repeat what John Miller said. These individuals, I went over their rap sheets, multiple charges, grand larceny, robbery, attempted robbery. This is before they beat the crap out of the cops. They operate on mopeds and scooters, organized retail theft. They were snatches on the street using, and they were taking iPhones, iPads, clothing. One of them said, one of them has had 10 charges in one day. 10 charges in a day. He's in the country illegally. He steals something 10 times a day, goes to Florida, and after he's fenced all the stolen goods he's collected, he goes to Florida and has a good time. Doesn't stay long. Isn't going to steal there because they go to jail. And Mr. and Mrs. Clueless Anchor, oh, good point. Here's another one. Washington State again, right? They're coming after your tires. They got $340 million in federal COVID money. They didn't know what to do with it. Did they return it to the federal government? No. Did they give tax rebates to their citizens? No. They gave illegal aliens $1,000 checks. $1,000 checks to illegal aliens who were not eligible to get federal aid because of their immigration status. $340 million. And because you during COVID, if you're an illegal alien, you weren't eligible for a lot of the giveaways. In fact, there's $120 billion federal dollars unspent from the fund. And the states have run out of useful things to do with the money. I mean, you think they'd pave a road with it? No. Illegally, and we told you, Eric Adams in New York City is giving out debit cards now. $1,000 a month to illegal alien families. That's going to cost $53 million. And every 28 days, you get the card refilled. You get another $1,000. Please, keep voting the way you're voting. And, you know, in this state, Biden's going to get 2/3 of the vote, right? Because these are such great policies to let in illegal aliens, let them beat up the police, let them steal all day, let them run off to Florida to spend their money and have a good time on the beach, then run out of Florida because Ron DeSantis actually arrests criminals, come back to New York where you can get free debit cards. See, you have a choice in New York if you're a criminal illegal immigrant. You can get a free debit card or you could steal. And stealing, you make a lot more money. But nobody's going to deport you. If you get arrested, nobody's going to throw you in jail. You don't even have to put up bail. Well, this is all going to turn out well, isn't it? More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, here's more absurdity and insanity. Hayward, California, up in Northern California, has an elementary school. And it teaches all the elementary school grades. But they hired an outside organization called Woke Kindergarten. Now, I want to be clear, just because it's called Woke Kindergarten, this was not a program aimed at just kindergartners. This was aimed at all elementary school kids. But they called it Woke Kindergarten, and it was supposed to be basic, woke, progressive teachings. Now, this Hayward school, it's the Glassbrook Elementary School, 474 students, and this special program was funded with $250,000 in federal money. The money goes to the lowest performing schools. So they hired this woke kindergarten operation, and it teaches things like the woke word of the day, strike, ceasefire, protest. They teach the language of resistance. One teacher said he was trained to disrupt whiteness in the school. And when he questioned the phrasing that one instructor used the phrase so-called United States. And when he questioned the idea of disrupting whiteness, he said, well, what does that mean? And that got him banned from training sessions. The teachers were trained with anti-police, anti-capitalism, and anti-Israeli rhetoric. By the way, while they were teaching all this nonsense, English and math scores hit a new low. Less than 4% of the students are proficient in math, less than 12% in English. And that's down 4 points in both categories. But the kids were introduced into hating police, hating capitalism, and hating Israel. Federal tax money. That's what you're working for in Hayward, California. Conway's here.
Rain.
I didn't notice.
Oh, that's all we're talking about. You know, if you lived in New York, this would be a story in the weather section of the 11 o'clock news.
I grew up back east, right?
Right.
This
so-called back east.
So-called back east. I drove in rain like this literally hundreds of times. It rains like every 3-4 days.
I know.
There's but all kinds of heavy storms.
But John,
and this is absurd.
You don't live in the East Coast anymore. You live out here where we get excited.
I know. And I enjoy watching storms. I'm a big weather guy. And I love the science
I do
of
too.
It and the excitement of it.
By the way, cool. I defended but, you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's all right.
But I defended you. And I want to get that out of the way. I said that you filling up those sandbags was an authentic picture that you'd fill your own sandbags. And some people at work here said that he probably has somebody that pays.
Yes, I confronted Shannon on that. She was one of the skeptics, yes.
Oh, I didn't know she was in the skeptic column.
That wasn't capable of that kind of manual labor. No, I filled 40 sandbags.
Wow, is that right?
Yes.
How's your back?
I'm still sore.
That's right. I do the same thing. I work around the house. I'm paralyzed for a week.
I know. I mean, I don't do that every day, but I'm capable but can you in imagine, an emergency.
But can you imagine the guys that work in construction their whole life, what, you know, getting out of bed at 55, what that's like?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, they don't get out. They don't get up anymore.
It's the worst. Like, I understand why you turn to needles and pills and pot and drugs. Well, and
my dad was in a factory for almost 50 years. And he worked in a factory till he was 72.
That's great.
Until he just couldn't do it anymore.
My dad, my grandfather did the same thing. My grandfather and his five dopey friends in Cleveland, their job was to fill 500 to 1,000 gallons propane tanks and ship them off to whoever needs them. But while they did it, they smoked cigarettes all day long. While they were filling 5,000 gallon propane tanks.
And never blew themselves up.
Never once. But if they did, the whole town would have gone.
Well, in the last 15 years of my dad's life, he spent watching television from his easy chair.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. He'd only get up to eat because his back hurt.
That's great.
50 years in the factory.
We got my grandmother one of those remotes, you know, for a TV because she couldn't walk after a while. And then when I was watching TV with her, she stood up, went over the TV, changed it, and sat down. I go, wait, you got a remote? She goes, yeah, but I'm shaky today, and I want to break a vase or a window. She thought like a laser was coming out of there, and she's going to zap the whole room. That's that generation, man. Yeah. You get up and you work.
Yeah, I know.
Ding dong with them. Alex Stone's coming on to talk about the rain.
Okay.
Rain.
Conway's next.
With the rain talk.
Mike Crozier has the news.
That's right.
KFI, and he's live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Ding dong.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct. But most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.